we're delighted to be getting back, Craig, to put it that way to you. You know, it was a long time in coming. We're starting back on the 31st of July. Obviously, the decision of the relegation promotion would have favoured the first division clubs, so no, we can't say we're delighted in any way about that. But, you know, first and foremost, we're back playing at the end of July, and that's really probably where we're geared for at the moment.
Sligo Rovers are amongst the teams that are objecting to this new format. As you mentioned, promotion and relegation will remain as normal, with one up and one down automatically in a playoff to decide the other spot. Do you have sympathy for Sligo's belief that the format's unfair and unjust?
Look, the information I'd have would only be third-hand. Yeah, certainly, you know, from our point of view, and indeed 9 out of 10 Premier Division clubs, they would have voted for the one up, one down, which would basically, as I said before, half a league, you get half the punishment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
You wouldn't have a playoff, which, you know, would give you, ourselves and Sligo and whoever else, a little bit of a safety net if you didn't finish bottom. I think maybe, you know, it's not sour grapes in any manner. You know, it's a little bit like blaming the referee if you lose a game. It's done. It has to be ratified by the FAI. Probably the only question mark I'd have would be a little bit of interference or canvassing that was done along the way, which is not for me to talk about, but I can fully understand where Sligo and old David Rowe would be quite vocal on national radio also as regards that. But it is what it is, and we're up and running, and you know we need to get ready for the 31st of July and move on very quickly.
It's right. Going to be very hard to please everyone. Let's even say, look, take the Premiership for example. They could have scrapped it, remained the status quo of the standings. Three teams could have gone down. Liverpool, the champions. Liverpool would have been delighted. A team two places above relegation would have been delighted, but those three teams occupying relegation would have been gutted, as would maybe one or two teams just outside the promotion playoffs in the first division. Do you know what I mean? It's impossible, given what we're talking about, to get a uniform point of view on it.
I fully understand that, but you know, in the view you've given with the English league, I don't think the Championship sides would have dictated what happened. And full credit to the first division sides, because we've been there and we could be there again, Greg. And you know, they fought a great battle and got the rewards for it with the possibility of getting two promoted, even though it's a curtailed season. You know, I don't think the Championship clubs in England would have that power, in fairness. And you know, it's not sour grapes in any manner, Greg. I think the point I said earlier on was that a little bit of coercing and that was done, that I'm aware of, to put it that way, has left a sour taste with us. It's not so much the result of it. Look, if we finish in the bottom two, as we have time and time again, you know, we'll either end up going straight down or end up in the playoff, as we did a number of times, to put it that way to you. I just think it's the process that they went through is where the question mark is.
And I think the timing, given everything that's happened, and I'm not saying it's any way connected, but given what's happened as of late with the association, for this to be seen to be completely and all without any sort of black marks or anything controversial really would have been what the sport needed.
Look, listen, there was a vote taken and you got to stand by the vote. As I said to you earlier on in this conversation, you know, it's a little bit like blaming the referee when you lose, and we don't do that, you know, as much as we'd love to. It's done, it's dusted, we got to move on. We're playing on the 31st of July. We think we pick up away in Tala against Shamrock Rovers, where we left off, you know, the night before that, when originally in March, when the virus came in and the league was shut down. And that itself is probably the toughest place to go. So that's where we're geared at. We've moved on from yesterday. Yeah, it's disappointing in a lot of manner, but we take our oil and we'll try and stay up in the division on the pitch rather than off it, as we're talking about here.
Yeah. In terms of the financial side of things, and we'll talk briefly about, the prospects, but about the financial elements of it. We spoke to people associated with the Cup before there was any announcement in terms of any supports. That's something you don't want to have to be worrying about, but with a club of the size and the way it's run, you're going to be privy to off the field stuff as well and closely involved in that. Is there the right supports in there now, and are those supports in place financially for the club?
Yeah, no. I think the gamble we have taken is that obviously initially when there was a package given by the FAI, let's say 3 weeks ago, Greg. It certainly fell well short of what we needed. It was improved the following week, still short of what we needed to see us through without any supporters. But we took a gamble, and mainly pushed by Ivan Harvey, who's on our board, that we'd try and fund separately a separate changing room that would allow for social distancing, that would allow for us to get back into Finn Park. And we launched that very near the time when the league was, we were told that we could get back into their home grounds should they be up to standard. And I think that's the gamble we've taken. It's worked out brilliantly at the moment that we're not far off two-thirds of the way in funding to get those changing rooms, which will allow us to get back into Finn Park. And we're also gambling that as things improve, please God, and they continue to, that we'd be able to get a small number and gradually build up a number of supporters that would then financially see us through the year. So that's what we're gambling on. And we're hoping that you know, the climate continues to improve and that we can get supporters in, albeit in small numbers initially, and then as you go into September, October, November, we're hoping that we could get back to full capacity, which will see us through then financially.
I mean, theoretically, 500 from the 20th of July would be the figure, which would be a good starting point.
Yeah, it certainly would. Yeah, but we need, you know, you talk about having to, you know, deep clean the place and put in new facilities.
Practicalities.
Yeah, both for, you know, the social distancing and indeed even the streaming that we have to, you know, set up for the games if you're not allowed full support in. All of that adds up in cost. You know, the package the FAI gave us, yeah, the reallocated money, which they did well in, it does include money in solidarity that's already due to you anyway, so it might have been dressed up a little bit. But look, we have what we have, and we were hoping that, and in fairness to Ivan Harvey, we've hit the target so far as regards trying to get our facility up to date and allow teams and referees and officials and medical people to have room and to do their job and to do their work within Finn Park.
Yeah, I think that it'd be fantastic to be starting next season, hopefully in relative normality, in the top flight. How do you approach getting back to it? How do you engage with your players? How do you judge where you're at? You know, it must be very peculiar in all your years of management and indeed playing, sort of preparing a team for this sort of bizarre return at the end of July.
I'm sure it's the same in any business. Sure. In any walk of life with people going back into work after 3.5 months. I mean, it's the longest that the players haven't been together. You know, if you take the end of one season to the start of pre-season, it's usually 2 months, November and December. This is 3 months the players have been away. We've gathered them in you know, bits and bobs, if you like, the local ones, then the lads, you know, nationally, then the lads internationally. And we've got to segregate them initially to, you know, with the quarantine rules. And it's been difficult, but at least we're up and running to whatever degree that may be, Greg. And at least we're, you know, whatever happens from here. But yeah, it is difficult to get started. We're in, you know, only a couple of days at this stage, Greg. And we need to get ourselves right. We've 4 weeks on Friday to try and get ourselves right to play probably the best team in the country away from home in Talla. And, you know, that's the ask you have. There would be a lot going against you with the fact that the European sides have been in a couple of weeks and that before us, but so be it. We can make a lot of excuses, and you know, it's up to us to try and stay in the division. And as you say, that we'd be in, you know, our ground in Finn Park are indeed, you know the push to try and resurrect the new stadium again, which with the new Minister of Sport, you know, we're hoping that Catherine Martin might look a little bit favourable on us and to try and drive that on. But the key to it is that we're still in the Premier Division when that happens, and that itself will be a battle.